那我今天呢，告诉大家呢，就是我在做一个小的，主题的研究，会以后的周四上午带给大家，就是，关于圣经整体的体系的研究啊。
Most of the studies that we, have been giving, like the one today, we will go verse by verse, word by word.
那我们以前的学习大部分都是像今天上午这个形式，我们一节一节、一段一段的往下走。
But a survey, you don't go verse by verse, word by word. You go maybe book by book.
那我们这个的研究呢，是不是一节一节往下走了？是一卷书一卷书往下走。
A theological term for the survey is called progressive revelation.
这里有一个神学的名词，对这样的一个研究叫 progressive revelation, 就是渐进的启示啊，就是它是时代一代代一节节往后走的。
So that means that, God began to reveal his plan, and over time, he added more and more and more.
这就是呢，神一开始在创世纪给出他的启示呢，然后随着时间的推移，他启示的越来越多，越来越多，往后。
So God started, giving us His word, and then there was a time when God stopped giving us His word.
然后神一开始给，把他的话给我们，然后到一个时间点呢，他停了。
And in between the starting and the stopping is what we call the scriptures, the Bible.
然后呢，从开始给到停了这一段时间呢，我们就有了这本圣经。
So, God did not give us everything, through the first writer who was Moses.
上帝并不是通过第一个作者把所有的东西都写出来，第一个作者是摩西。
But there would be maybe 39 or more other men that God would use.To give us His will in the Word of God.
那除了摩西呢，至少还有39位甚至更多的作者呢，神用了在整本圣经里面。
So, from the beginning to the end, we'll try to do a survey to help you understand sort of how to walk through the Bible.
所以呢，我们想通过这样的学习呢，帮助大家怎么样来走过整本的圣经，有一个从上往下的视角。
So, I would appreciate your prayers that I would be able to present it in such a way that you'll be able to understand it.
那也盼望大家为我祷告，让我能够以大家能够明白有意的方式呢，把这个信息表达出来。
Okay, so our study today is on Psalm 107.
那今天我们的学习呢，诗篇的107篇。旧约诗篇107 990页
I have entitled our study today Where to Turn When You Have No Hope
那我们的管这个的标题呢我们取了一个标题叫做当你没有盼望的时候你转向谁转向哪里
I've broken down verses in thispsalm, part of this psalm, I've broken down the verses into, four, sections.
我把这一章的经文呢分成四个部分。
Okay. On your outline, you'll notice, first of all, there are four hopeless circumstances of life.
那第一呢是四个无助的生命中无助的环境。
And then four cries to the Lord for help.
然后四个向神呼求帮助的呼求。
And then four answers from the Lord.
然后呢是四个从神而来的回答。
And then the people respond four praises and thanksgiving.
然后呢人们以四个感恩来回应。
Let's go back to verse 1 and 3. Even though they're not on your outline, I would like to use them as a little bit of an introduction.
我们在一到三节呢会有一个小的介绍。
Mm-hmm. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever.
你们要称谢耶和华，因他本为善，他的慈爱永远长存。
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
愿耶和华的属民说这话，就是他从敌人手中所救赎的。
And gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south.
从各地，从东，从西，从南，从北所招聚来的。
First of all, the psalmist wants to thank the Lord, for his mercy. God is good, and he wants to thank the Lord for his mercy. Who could tell me a definition for mercy?
第一呢，诗篇作者要他的神的孩子们去感恩他的怜悯。谁能告诉我什么是怜悯？所以，sympathy.
Anybody else?
还有别的吗？
该得的惩罚没有去惩罚。
Yeah. So you deserve the punishment. You did not get it.
Deserve the punishment and you did not get it. Is that mercy or is that grace?
这个是怜悯还是恩典？这个是恩典还是恩典？
Someone has said grace is getting what we don't deserve and mercy is not getting what we do deserve. How does that go? Does anybody remember that? Something like that. Well, let me tell you what the root word of mercy is. Kindness. Be kind. You know, many times in the New Testament, you might have some poor people or blind people, and they say, have mercy on me, O Lord. What they're saying is,Would you be kind to me? Would you show me kindness?
那有一个很接近的词呢，就是叫对我比较仁慈、柔和哈、啊，那有爱哈、啊。那比方说呢，新约很多这样的例子，那一个瞎子或一个需要帮助的人，那他向神呼求、向耶稣呼求的时候，他说 "Be mercy on me"， 就是对我好啊，就是给我施一点仁慈和有爱。
I don't want to make a big deal out of mercy. I just want us to know it's available and it is the goodness of God.
然后呢，我只是想让大家知道这个通过怜悯这个词知道神的好啊。
Do you have another definition for mercy?
I don't know how to say the definition, but mercy is if, say, for instance, somebody has power over you and you have no power, no kind of the power to react back. But you ask the person for mercy because they're going to do something to you that you don't want. If, for instance, the person that owes money to somebody and he can't pay and he's going to throw him in jail because he can't pay his debt, his money back. So he says, have mercy on me.Be kind to me, right?
Be lenient. I don't know if that's a word. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Thank you.
所以这给我们了一个比较好的形象的这个比喻。比方说呢，有人你欠了某人的钱，那你来到他面前就说呢，你能不能怜悯我？其实就是表明呢，其实你是可能或者应该要还不起钱，被丢到监狱或者受惩罚，然后你就希望他能够。给你仁慈，给你宽恕，给你安慰，就是怜悯你。这就是怜悯这个词的一个场合了。
Josh, would you say once more what you said?
Yeah, deserve punishment, yeah, no, didn't get it.
Yeah, see, that maybe you deserve punishment, but you did not get it. That is mercy, these brothers have explained.
Josh 刚才说的是对。
So that's the goodness of God the leniency of our God shown to us.
就是神的爱，神的恩典，神的爱呢显明出来，就是怜悯。
Now here's the question: When is the last time you thank God for His mercy?
那我们有个问题啊，那我们最后一次过去，最后过去的时间，最后一次来为神的怜悯来感谢他是什么时候？
If like Jesus told us, if you owed $1 million and the person that loaned you the money said is okay, you don't have to pay the money, do you think you would thank him for his mercy?
就像 Jesus 刚才讲，如果有人你欠了一个人100万，然后他说不用还了，你会不会为这个感谢他？
Mm-hmm. Okay. What if you were a sinner and you were going to hell and God had mercy on you and you became a Christian and therefore you don't get what you deserved? Do you think you would thank God for His mercy?
比方说，如果我们是个罪人，我按道理是应该受到永恒地狱的审判的。那我们因着神，的爱，我没有得到这个应有的审判，我会为是不是会为此来感谢他呢
？Okay, so we want to ask ourselves, how many mercies does God give us, and how long does His mercies last?
所以我们会说呢，他都给了我们多少的怜悯，以及他的怜悯会持续多久呢？
In this verse here, it says, His mercy lasts forever. See that?
所以这里你看见他的慈爱啊，我们中文翻成是慈爱啊，英原文是 mercy, 他的慈爱永远长存。
Okay, now if you want to make a note beside, on your paper somewhere, write down Lamentation chapter 3, verse 22 and 23.
我们可以用一个相应的经文哈，就是耶利米哀歌的三章，which verse?
Lamentation 3:22 and 23.
1226页啊，哦不对，那是耶利米书。Lamentation
3:22 and 23.
Okay, 1337页 22-23, 22-23节
Okay, let's have a volunteer to read those two verses. You can read them in Chinese or English, whatever you...
谁帮我们用中文或英文读一下？用中文读一下。
22-23是吧？
就两节，对。
我们不至消灭，是出于耶和华诸般的慈爱，是因他的怜悯不至断绝。每早晨，这都是新的，你的诚实极其广大。
Amen.
Okay, so the verse says, because of the mercy of God, we are not consumed, we are not destroyed, we're not punished, we're not condemned. That's the mercy of the Lord.And then in verse 23, it says, they, talking about the mercies of the Lord, they are new every morning.
22节说呢，就是因为他给我们的慈爱啊，是永远不断绝的。而且呢，23节说，这每天早晨，这个都是新的。
Okay. So, let's think about mercies this way. Every morning, you get a fresh batch, if I can say it.Of mercies from God, new kindnesses and new leniencies and new mercies every morning.
我们这么说吧，就每天早晨你接到一个新的慈爱的包，是从上帝那来的。每天早晨都是不一样的。
Excuse me. Yeah. It says in this translation yes. here, right? It says love. Is for mercy. It calls it love. Like
calls it love.
Yeah. Yeah.
What translation is that? New International?
New International.
New International. Okay. It's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That's one way of putting it, too. Like, you know, his love is renewed every morning to us.
Yes. Okay. So, think about this. We've learned two things about mercy.
Yeah.
we've learned that mercy endures forever, and we learned that they're new every morning.
所以我们是每天早晨不一样，都是新的，然后是永不断绝的。
Now think about that for a minute. What does that mean?
我想一想这句话，这个是什么意思呢？
Now watch something. If I get one mercy this morning and it endures forever, it never goes away. The next morning, I get another mercy.
Oh, amen.
Okay, you see this? This compounds.So every day you get new mercies and they never go away, they last.
所以你会看它是一个累积的，就像那个利息是复利一样，它用那个复利那个词，就 compound。什么概念？就是今天我得到这是一个 mercy， 但是神的这个慈爱呢是永远不消失的，永不断绝的。所以这个给了你以后呢，它会一直存到永远。第二天呢又来一张，在这上面又放一张，第三天呢又放一张。然后呢他每一天在前面的他都累积下来了，后面是不停的往上加的，所以他是就像利滚利一样，他是一直在往上升的。
So, we don't want to be, so technical that we miss it. It is the love of God. It is the kindness of God. It is the goodness of God. It is the mercy of God. And it's new every day.And it compounds and it lasts forever and we get it. That's why the psalmist says, oh, thank you, praise you for your mercies.
所以这就是为什么这个诗篇作者说我谢谢您，我要赞美您，因为这些的恩典也好，这些的怜悯也好，这些慈爱也好，它都是一天一天新的加上来，每天的在累积。
Okay, let's go back to Psalm 107.
好，我们回到诗篇的107。
Verse 2.
二节。
We now are going to find out who is saying, who besides the psalmist, that is, who is saying, thank the Lord,that his mercies endure forever. We're going to find out who is going to say that.
那我们要找到呢，就是谁要说这个话了？谁要说他的慈爱永远长存
？The redeemed.
Okay, verse 2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so."
第二节说呢，让耶和华的赎民这么说。
So. Who is going to praise the Lord and thank the Lord? We have extra sheets.
Yeah.
Oh, right there at the end. Yeah. Okay. Okay. The people that are going to thank the Lord for his mercy, they're called the redeemed. Who are the redeemed?
这里呢说赞美神的这个话的这个人被叫做赎民，赎民是什么意思？
Who are the redeemed? Does that say redeemed in your translation?
Yeah.
Okay.
赎民、
Well, let me help you. What does it mean to be redeemed?
那我来告诉你呢什么意思哈？就是被赎是什么意思？
Think about the word redeemed. You could think about it like this way: to buy something, to buy something.
买，首先你是要买的。
To purchase something.
对，买。
Okay. So the psalmist says, "Let those who have been bought." Thank the Lord for His mercy.
所以这里相当于那些被买回来的，让他们去赞美神。
Okay. Now, can anybody think of a verse in the New Testament that would talk about who is redeemed or who is bought or what is the price paid? Anything like that?
谁能想一想新约里有没有提到谁是被买的，然后买的赎价是多少这样的经文吗？
Anyone? Okay, let's go to 1 Peter.
我们先看
New Testament.
新约的彼得前书。Which chapter?
1 and 18.
一章十八节，新约的410页。
Peter is writing to those who know the Lord. They're suffering persecution, but they know the Lord.
彼得在这里是写给那些认识主的人，但是呢，他们正在被逼迫当中。
In verse 18, Peter says, as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver or gold from your vain manner of life received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and without spot.
十八和十九节，知道你们得赎，脱去你们祖宗所传流虚妄的行为，不是凭着能坏的金银等物，乃是凭着基督的宝血，如同无瑕疵无玷污的羔羊之血。
So let's remember the word redeem. We could say to buy.
所以 redeem 赎这个词呢，就是买回来。
So Peter says, you were not bought with silver or gold or even your religious traditions.
所以彼得在这里说，我们不是受金银乃至宗教的这些传统这样的代价来买回来的。
But you were bought with something far more valuable than that.
我们是被比这个要贵重的多的代价买回来的。
What were these Christians bought with? What was the price that was paid?That they may become Christian.
那这样的代价是什么呢？人变成基督徒被买回来的代价是什么呢？
Blood of Christ.
是基督的血。
God's Son. So that's a reference then to Jesus dying on the cross. Do you see that? Giving his life.
对，这就是耶稣死在十字架上，把他的生命给出来的意思。
In your mind, maybe you can think of this picture.
在你的脑子里，你可能会想一想这个画面。
God, this is a story. It's not in the Bible. I'm making it up.
这是一个故事哈，我这么编这个故事啊，不是在圣经里。
So, God steps out of heaven, and he comes to earth.And he goes to the marketplace where all the slaves were.
那神是神，上帝从天上来啊，那他进到这个一个奴隶的市场里。
Now these slaves were not the slaves of men, but they were the slaves of Satan, the enemy.
那这些奴隶呢，不是人的奴隶，他是撒旦罪的奴隶。
And so, God says.I would like to buy these slaves.
上帝说呢，我要来买这些奴隶。
And so God takes out his checkbook, and he's going to write a draft or a check to buy the slaves who are slaves of Satan and sin.
那上帝呢，假设我们他拿出这个支票本，他要来写代价。来买这个罪和撒旦手底下的那些奴仆，就是我们的。
So God writes on the checkbook, to whom, pay to who? All sinners who will accept my son. That's who he writes the check to.
那他写的支票写给谁呢？那个所有那一切接受我的圣子的。
And so,
那些人都是可以。可以是这个支票的那个做那个可以接收这个支票。
Okay. So under the amount, how much will you pay? He writes, the life of my son, he will shed his blood for these people.
那所有那些接受的呢，他会和其他人来分享我圣子的血啊，那就洁净了他们。
Okay. So, and God signs it. The check is good.
然后呢，上帝就签了这个字哈。
So, all who will accept his son then, the amount is paid in full, and these people now can be freed from the bondage of Satan and sin.
那所有接受这个支票的人呢，他们就能够有足够的代价去从撒旦和罪的捆绑中被释放出来。
That's what it means when it says you were redeemed, you were bought with a price, and the price was the blood of my son, Jesus Christ.
这就是赎民的意思。那我们是被买赎回来的，买赎回来的代价就是耶稣基督的血。
Turn to another verse, 1 Corinthians chapter 6.
那你再看一段经文是哥林多前书的六章。
Verse 19 and 20.
19和20节 ,297 页。
1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20. The question is asked in verse 19, what? Do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, which is in you, which you have of God, and you're not your own, for you are bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's.
岂不知你们的身子就是圣灵的殿吗？这圣灵是从神来的，住在你们里头，并且你们不是自己的人，因为你们是重价买来的。所以要在你们的身子上荣耀神。
So let's just remember a couple of things. Redeemed means to be bought, and God has bought all who trust His Son. He has bought them with the blood of Jesus Christ.
所以神用重价买呢，是借着耶稣基督的宝血，也是那一切信靠他圣子的人才能得着这个宝血。那他是这么一个方式把人买赎回来。
Okay, let's go back to Psalm 107 because we're not at the end of verse 2 yet.
回到107诗篇第二节。
So the psalmist says, he wants to thank the Lord for his mercy that endures forever. And verse 2 says, the redeemed of the Lord, they should thank the Lord for his mercy. And then he says, whom he has redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
那第二节的后半段呢，就是他从敌人手里所救赎的。
Okay. Who was the enemy that the redeemed were rescued from?
谁是那个敌人呢？
Satan.
Satan.
Yes. Yes. Go to the book of Colossians, chapter 1.
我们看一下哥罗西书的一章，新约的352页。
Verse 12, 13, and 14.
12到14节。
Okay, now before we read these verses, I want you to think, as we read these verses, three things that we cannot do that God has done for us.
那读这三节之前呢，我想让大家先想一想，有三件事情我们不能做，但是神替我们做了的。
Okay, number one, verse 12.
第一，十二节。
We give thanks unto the Father who has made us fit to be partaker of the inheritance of the saints in light.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
Okay. The idea of this verse is that God has fitted us or qualified us for the inheritance which is heaven. We could not qualify ourselves, but He has made us fit for the inheritance.
第一呢，神使我们有着资格去继承属天的产业，这个资格是神给我们的。
Let's suppose for a moment that you wanted to go to Mars for a trip to Mars.
假设明天你们要去一个旅行了。
Anybody here like to go to Mars? Would you like to go?
火星 Mars, 对。
The planet, Mars?
谁想去火星旅行？
I don't know, gazillion, bazillion miles away somewhere? No, I don't want to go either, that's okay. But let's suppose you did want to go. You can't go like you are, because you're in a different atmosphere.
你不能像现在这个样子你到那边去，因为你是在不同的大气层里。
That's the reason when they go into space, they have to wear a space suit.
这就是为什么去太空的人都要穿太空服。
Because the atmosphere is different and they cannot survive in that atmosphere without being fitted with the proper suit.
因为呢环境不一样，所以他们不能到那里去，除非他让自己合适。适合那个环境，他能才能去。
Do you know that you cannot go to heaven like you are? You must be fitted for heaven.
所以你知道，我们也不能像现在这个样子到天堂去，除非我能够适合那边。这就
And you cannot make yourself right. You cannot make yourself fit for heaven.
因为我们不能让自己变得合适，这是我们做不到的。
And so Paul, writing to these people, he says, thank God that he has made us fit for heaven.
所以十二节这里保罗说呢，感谢主，他让我们变得能够合适了，就能够得到这基业的产业。
That's the first thing that we can't do that God did for us. Notice verse 13.
那这是第一件我们不能做的，第二件是十三节。
Says,Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国里。
Now, remember I said in my illustration that we're all in the prison of Satan and sin?
记得我们的刚才那个比喻说我们都在撒旦和罪的监狱里吗？
Okay. And that by the payment of God, the redemption of Jesus Christ, we can be freed from the prison of sin and Satan.
那在神的这个代价里面呢，耶稣的血呢，那我们就能够从这个监狱里被释放出来。
Now in verse 13, who rescued us? Did we rescue ourselves, or did somebody else rescue us?
十三节里面谁救了我们？是我们自己救自己吗？还是别人救了我们？
Jesus.
Okay. Well, that's right. In the context, the Lord delivered us from the power of darkness.
对，在上下文里你看得很清楚，是神把我们从黑暗的权势里救出来。
So we were rescued. From the prison of darkness and sin and Satan, but we were rescued from one kingdom so that we might go to another kingdom.
所以我们是靠着他从一个国度里哈，撒旦和罪的国度里呢被救出来，到另外一个光明的国度里去。
Okay. Now remember, the psalmist says, "Who redeemed from he bought." A purchase from the hand of the enemy. Remember, this is our thought.
这就是我们诗篇107那边讲的是从敌人的手里买回来的，记得吗？
Okay. Here we have been delivered. The word is rescued or saved from the powers of darkness.
所以这里我们用的词是脱离 脱离什么呢？黑暗的权势，就是撒旦的国度。
God is light.
因为神就是光啊。
And in him is no darkness at all.
在他里面全无黑暗。
Okay. So, two things we learn. First, God made us fit for heaven. God rescued us from the prison of darkness. And now look at verse 14.
我们在下面看14节啊，第一个前面是让我们十二节让我们能得基业，第十三呢讲到我们被救出黑暗的权势。
Verse 14 says, "In whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins."
我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
Okay, now. If we read these three verses backwards, it would actually give us the order.
如果我们把这三节呢，我们倒着读啊，这个顺序就来了。
So verse 14 says, "You have been redeemed with the price of Jesus." Verse 13 says, "You're delivered out of the prison of darkness." And verse 12 says, "You're fit now for heaven."
因为呢，十四节说我们在爱子里，在基督的血里呢，我们得到救赎了。十三节说呢，那我们因着这个救赎呢，我们就脱离了黑暗撒旦的权势。那十二节呢，因着我们已经脱离这个权势，进到神的国度里呢，我们就能够同得基业，成为神的儿子，得到这个产业。
嗯哼。
这个顺序是这样。
Okay, let's go back to Psalm 107.
好，我们再回到诗篇的107。
See, with a little bit of explanation, we begin to understand what the psalmist is writing now.
那一点点的介绍呢，我们就知道，诗篇的作者在写什么了。
Okay. Now, the last part of verse 2 says he delivered the redeemed from the hand of the enemy.
二节的后半段说他从敌人手中救赎。
And verse 3 is going to tell us where those people were when the Lord redeemed them, where they lived, what place, what geography.
说地理上这些人是从哪里来的，他们住在哪里。
And verse 3 says he gathered them out of the lands from the east and from the west and from the north and from the south.
它是从各地东西南北招聚来。
Now, I have a geographical question for you.
我对大家有一个地理的问题。
Who decided what is east and what is west?
谁决定哪里是东哪里是西啊？
Who?God, okay. I mean, this is not a trick question. I mean, I know where north and south is, right? I mean, you can't call south north, right? Because it's not. It's north. Like north and south. Where's our globe? Bring our globe over here for a second. Boy, oh boy, we're teaching geography again. Unbelievable. What do I know? Okay, north, pole, south pole.
对，我们北极和南极哈。
Now, where is east?
那东和西在哪里？
You see my point?
你知道我的点在哪？
Where does east start?
那这个东是从哪开始呢？因为你北和南你是知道的。
太阳升起的地方。
Starting from sun, sunrise and that's east.
Sunrise and east. Okay.
So God did start.
Well, God did start it. Yeah. This is a legitimate question. I'm trying to think, who decided? And I guess you're right. I guess God decided because no matter where you live, the sun comes up in what direction? East.
所以某种程度呢是神定的，所以呢你总得站在一个地方，然后站在那儿呢，然后呢太阳升起那边呢就是东了。
那个是西了。那个直线那个是零啊，那个呀，那是那个北，那个经度南北纬和全程是固定位置。
Somebody is talking about the longitude and the latitude. Somebody answered. That's positioning.
That's GPS. That's God's positioning system. GPS. Okay. Can you see North America here? Can you see that? North America? Okay. If you live in North America, you got east and west. Okay?
然后你站在北美，你就知道东和西是什么。
If you live in Soviet Union, you got east and west.
然后你住在前苏联，那你要知道东和西在哪里。
East is always the same direction. It never changes. West is always the same direction. It never changes. No matter where you are. The sun comes up. You know, the sun doesn't move. I guess the earth does, and the sun's over here, okay? But it's always in the east. Now, think about this. If you were on the North Pole, if you were standing right on top of the North Pole, think about this.
对，那我们现在知道，就不管你站在哪了，你东和西都已经定了。但是呢，如果你就站在北极怎么办？
全是南。Okay. And I take one step away from the North Pole, what direction do I go in?
如果我从北极呢，就走一步，那我是往哪走的？
What direction?
South.
South, you can't go north, you're at the farthest point, north. Okay? Okay.
你总是往南走的，对不对？
Okay.
你不可能再往北走。
Okay. Now,if I'm in North America and I start going east, okay, which is, where's North America? Okay, somewhere over here. If I'm in North America over here and I start going east, I go all the way around and I come back, right? Okay. I never go west, right?Never. I'm always going east. I never go west, okay? Now, if I'm in North America and I start going west, I never go east. Do you see that?
如果我们是站在某一个点啊，比如站在北美，然后我往东走呢，我就一直往东走，其实我一直没有往西走，走走就走回来了，对吧？
对，
然后呢，我如果往西走呢，我就永远不会往东走，我也是一直往西走，我也走走又走。
Because what?
地球是个圆的。
It's a globe.
A globe. That's right. Now what? If I'm on the North Pole and I start going south, at some point, I'm going to have to go north.
如果我在最北极开始，我再往南走。
So I'm going north.I'm going south. At some point, I gotta start going north again.
对，就比如说我在最北极开始往南走，对不对？那我无论往哪个方向走都往南走，然后我这个方向一直走，走的就可能到南极了，对吧？然后呢，越过南极的时候，我一定是往北走的。所以呢，在某一个点以后呢，我往南走的某一个点以后呢，我一定要往北走。
For the east from the west. Okay. Now, we're going to look up the verse here in a minute. But the Bible says that our sins are separated from us as far as the east is from the west.
103.
Psalm 103. Very good.
Yeah,
12. Psalm 103, verse 12.
就是诗篇的103篇的十二节。That's my favorite.
Psalm 103 and verse 12. Very good.
诗篇的103篇，诗篇103篇的十二节，圣经讲到罪呢，它是用东和西来讲。
No. See, I'm going to tell you what the Bible did not say.
我要告诉大家呢，圣经没有讲的是什么。
God did not say your sins are removed as far as the north is from the south.
所以圣经没有这么说，你的罪啊， 离你多远呢？南和北那么远。
And I'll tell you why. Because if you're in the south and you start going north, you're going to go north, and north and south meet, and then you're going to go south again.
这就是因为呢，你从南往北走走走，走到最顶点以后呢，你又得往下走，就是你的最还没有走，又下来了。你又得往北走到北极以后呢，你还得往南走呢。
But if you start going east, you will never go west. Never.
但是你如果往东走呢，你永远不会往西走，你一直走啊走。
And if you start going west, you will never go east.
那因为这个问题是因为地球它是东西方向转的，所以它不存在这个永远是。
所以对，所以他用这个比喻嘛。
所以
他用这个比喻。他就想
到。Oh boy, we did something. I don't know what it was. I think it's like a can of worms.
圣经就是想告诉我们，神想让我们的罪离我们有多远。他就是用这个比喻，上帝知道地球是这么转的，所以他就用这个比喻，就像你有知识，你就用这个比喻一样。他就是很聪明的一个比喻。
She's not convinced, I can tell. That's okay, it's just a thought. It's just a thought. The Bible doesn't say from north to south. Okay, I tell you what we should do. Yeah. Okay, I tell you what we do. Let's, maybe, let me see where I am here. A couple of more things before we take the break. And Brenda, thank you for your inquisitive nature. Maybe we can talk more about that, Yeah. Now notice, and I'm back in Psalm 107 now. And I'm still in verse 3, which means we didn't get to our study today yet. Oh, brother, can you believe that? Okay, so in verse 3, remember, we're told where the Lord redeemed these people from.
那第三节在讲的，神是从哪里把这些人招回来的？
Okay. From every direction, right? North, south, east, west. Now, when I got redeemed, when I got saved, when the Lord bought me, okay, I was in the south. I was in the south.
当神救我的时候呢，我在南部哈。
Because it was the southern part of the United States of America.
它是美国的南部。
Okay. I was not in South America. I was in North America.
我不是在南美，但我在北美啊。
But in North America, we still have North and South.
但是在北美，我们还是有南和北的区别。
In China, you have North China, South China.
在中国你也有华北和华南。
But it doesn't mean that you're below the equator in South, wherever that, where, I don't know where you go down.
但这个不意味着你是在南半球啊，赤道下面。
Okay. So, this is what is so personal about redemption. Wherever you were, that is where God redeemed you if you trusted his son.
所以这个其实是在讲个人的，不管你在哪啊，在那一点，神把你带出来，就在你在的那个点上。
So what that means is that God looks over the whole globe of the earth to find some that would trust His Son.
这就意味着呢，神把整个地球上的每一个角落都看了。去找那一个一个愿意相信他圣子的人。
Whether you're in the northern hemisphere or the southern hemisphere or in the east or in the west, no one, is too far away.
这就意味着不管你是在北还是在南，是在东还是在西，没有一个人是离得太远，神够不到的。
Now, after the break, we're going to look at these what seem to be hopeless circumstances, and we're going to find that God is just as near as a prayer.
Amen. 所以呢，在查歇之后呢，我们要看，貌似好像无助无望的一些环境里呢，神其实的距离跟我们就是一个祷告的距离。
He's not miles away. He is only a prayer away.
他不是说成千上万英里的那么远，他离我们就是一个祷告的距离。
Okay, very good. Would you close in prayer?
Yeah, yeah. 我们来祷告。
Lord, we want to give thanks to Thee and bless Thee, for Thou art God alone. And loving Father, we thank Thee again that Thou, who's almighty and all-powerful, Lord, Thou has all the wisdom, and Lord, Thou art infinite, Thou has no beginning and Thou has no end. And yet Thou has revealed to us the secrets and the hidden secrets of God, that we might know Thee and that we might appreciate Thee and love Thee, for Thou hast first loved us. So our Father, we want to thank Thee for this study that tells us of Thy great mercy towards sinners such as us, and a way out for us to be bought out of the slavery and bondage of sin and brought into the marvelous light of Thy dear Son's kingdom. So our Father, we just pray that Thou would continue to help our brother Joe as he ministers Thy word to us as we study together. Lord, we want to give thanks to Thee for Thy word, for it is the dearest thing in our hearts, and we can come to Thee for everything. So Lord, bless our time here together and open up our understanding that we might love Thee more and understand the great love that Thou did have for us when You sent Your Son Jesus to die for our sins. So our Father, we thank Thee now for our food and refreshments. We thank Thee for the fellowship with one another, and we just commend it all into Your hands and give Thee thanks for it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
That God is not punishing us for our sin, and He is not rewarding us. He is not condemning us because of our sin or iniquity, but He will forgive us if we believe Him and trust Him.
这里的意思啊，诗篇103的11节的这个意思呢，是指神不会来，本意不是来定我们的罪的啊，他是来把他的爱传递给我们。
Now, I don't want to spend the whole hour on this, but this gets a little complicated. So, who? It was more observation than a question, but I guess the question is, where is heaven, or how high is heaven? You know, something like this. Who is the writer? Who wrote Psalm 103?
谁写了诗篇103呢？
David,
King David. Very good, very good. Okay. David writes the psalm for his own, for himself, but for his own people. Who are the people of David?
诗篇103呢，是大卫写给自己也写给他的民的。谁是他的民呢？
David is a king of Israel, right? So he's writing to his own people. Okay. Now, this is something you must remember. Both in this Psalm 103 and in Psalm 107. Remember something. It is written to Israel, not to us.
所以记得啊，这是写给以色列人的，不是写给我。
Okay. This is not written to the Christians who live in Vancouver in 2018.
这不是写给2018年什么住在温哥华的基督徒的。
It is written to the Jewish nation. It is written to Israelites.
它是写给犹太的国度，写给以色列民的。
Okay. Now, that does not mean that we cannot learn from this. We can learn from this, but it was not specifically addressed to us.
所以不是意味着我们不能够学习，我们可以从这些诗篇里学习，但是这不是特别的针对我们说的。
Okay. So, when David says, God does not deal with us after our sin or reward us after our iniquity. He was talking about Israel, not me.
所以这里他说他没有按我们的罪过待我们，也没有按我们的罪孽报应我们，他是在讲以色列人，不是我们。
But the truth is still the truth.
但是真理还是真理。
And God has been merciful to us. We're not Israelites, but we have trusted His Son, and the principle is still true. He doesn't deal with us like sinners now, He deals with us like His children.
那这个原则呢却是一样的。虽然我们不是以色列人，但是我们信靠了圣子，那他把我们当作他的孩子，所以他也一样是没有把我们的罪过放在我们身上。
So the truth of verse 11 is still true whether we be a Christian who lives now or whether we were an Israelite in those days. It's still the truth.
所以十一节讲的这个真理呢，对于我们现在的这些基督徒和当年的以色列人呢，都是可以应用的。
So the verse says that we were talking about His mercy, and Andy looked at this verse, and the verse says, His mercy is higher than the heavens. As the heavens are high above the earth, so is God's mercy.
所以他理解呢 ，Andy 刚才理解是不是这样的？神的怜悯或者神的爱呢是高啊，高过天的，是不是这个意思？
Okay. So somebody tell me how high is the heaven above the earth? How high?
谁能告诉我呢？天比地高多少呢
？I don't know.
You don't know? I don't know. I don't know. The scientists who have big telescopes and they look out into the universe, you know?
那科学家呢，他在有大的望远镜的情况下，他在往远处看。
They claim that they can see something 45 billion light years away.
所以有的人说，科学家呢说他能看见450亿光年之外的这个东西。
Do you know what a light year is? How far a light year is?
你们知道这个一个光年会有多远？
Do you know how fast light travels?
你知道光跑得有多快吗？
300,000 kilometers per second.
Ooh. how many miles is that? I learned 186,000 miles per second light. I don't know how many kilometers.
18,600,000 miles per second.
It's very fast. Okay.Now, so light traveling, 1 second, 2 seconds, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 1 day, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 45 billion years. And they say, I see something. I see the scientists say, I see something.
所以我们能够看见，就像光是一秒一年，一秒一天，一个月一年的走哈，那要走45亿年，现在望远镜也就能看见这个距离。
I don't think they see heaven yet. I don't think.
那我也不觉得他们已经看见了所谓这个边界。
How high is the heavens above the earth?
天离地有多高啊？是不知道的。
How much mercy does God have for us?
然后神对我们的慈爱有多深呢？知不知道
？Yeah. Okay. Psalm 107.
我们回到诗篇107。
然后生命记也有讲，就说。像基督徒的话，
对，
一定要以色列民跟他结婚。
对，
像我们就是这，在这里会有这样理解吗？我们假设要结婚，像我们长辈他们，一定要是基督徒吗？
嗯。Oh yes, another question.
It's not quite
related to this because you said these are addressing the Israelites. So she said in the book of Deuteronomy, Moses mentioned that at that time Israelites cannot marry Gentile. So is this rule apply to us today?
Oh, yeah.
Can we marry unbelief? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I got a feeling we ain't going to get to Psalm 107. What do you think? Oh, boy. Here we go. Very good question.
So they're still talking this. Yeah.
Okay.
The issue. Marriage issue.
What's this lady's name?
Lucia.
Very good question. Let me try to address that question for you.
很好的问题啊，我尝试着回答。
The children of Israel, the Jewish people, were given laws by God.
犹太人呢，他们神给了他们律法。
Do you know how many laws God gave the Jewish people to live by?
神给了犹太人多少律法要按着实行吗？
No.
More than
613.
613条。
Okay. The ten, they represented the law, but the law was much more detailed than that.
所以十诫呢，它代表了律法。但是呢，真正以色列人做的，从圣经里来的要超过十条，一共613条。
Do you think that any of the children of Israel kept all 613 laws?
你觉得有任何一个犹太的子民，他们真的守了这613条？
No, they didn't.
他做不到。
The laws governed every part of their life.
这样的律法呢，管制了他们生活的每一个方方面面。
It governed their hygiene, the way they were to wash their body.
它管制了他们的卫生，就是他们怎么样洗哈。
It governed their work. They were to work 6 days and rest on a seventh day.
也管制了他们的工作，他们比如说六天休息一天。
It talked about how they were to worship God, what was acceptable and what was not acceptable.
那告诉了他们怎么去敬拜神，什么是可行，什么不可行。
A great detail, 613 commandments.
非常细，613。
And you are right, Lucia, you are right in that one of those God said, do not marry from the other tribes in the land. Only marry from your own people, the Israelites.
对，你是对的。那神呢，的确说你不要在外邦地来娶或者嫁，你要在本民里面结婚。
Quite often, they broke that law. And they married from the other tribes around them.
那非常多的次数，他们就违反了这个律。
No. The question is, as Christians who live today in 2018, who are we to marry? Right? Is that the question?
问题呢，就是那我们今天在这个时代的基督徒，我们该怎么去找一个结婚的对象
？Okay. Now, let us first remember that we are not Israelites and we're not under the law.
我们第一件要记得呢，我们不是犹太人，我们不是在律法下面的。
When Jesus came, he said, I did not come to destroy the law, but to fulfill the law.
但是当耶稣来的时候呢，他说我不是来废掉律法，乃是要成全律法。
Okay. Also, Jesus was the only one who kept the whole law. The only person ever walked on earth who did it perfect. No sin, perfectly kept the 613 commandments and more, no doubt.
耶稣应该是唯一一个人啊, 历史上他完全守了所有的律法的。
But they crucified Jesus. He was the only man, I've often thought of this, he was the only person who was good enough to go to heaven. And they crucified him.
但是他们却把他钉死了，这是非常讽刺的，他可能是唯一一个，不是可能就是唯一一个，他靠着自己的行为有资格去天堂的，那这些人却把他钉死了。
Now, just because we don't have all of the laws today, God has written his laws in our heart.
但是呢，我们今天没有这种写下来的律法，今天，但是神把他的律法写在我们的心里了。
That's the reason when you break God's law, you know you have broken God's law.
这就是为什么当你违反神的律法的时候，你里面就知道了。You
know something is wrong. Why don't I feel good about lying or cheating or immorality or pride? Why do I feel like that? That's God's law in your heart.
这就是为什么我们撒谎，我们骗人，我们有其他的败坏的行为的时候，我们里面会不舒服。那是因为神的律法写在我们里面。We
call that a conscience. We have a conscience that convicts us in our heart.
这就是我们叫的良心，我们里面是良心会给我们定罪的。Okay.
Now, what instruction then would God give me as a Christian, even though I'm not an Israelite, about being married? What instruction would God give me?
在今天我们不是基督徒，不是犹太人的情况下，他会给我们什么样的命令呢？关于婚姻。
God tells me as a follower of Jesus Christ that I should not marry an unbeliever.
那神告诉我们今天作为一个
a non-Christian.
作为一个基督徒的孩子呢，我们不要去和不信的去结婚。
Okay. That is not God's way.
这不是神做事的方式。
Now, do Christians marry non-Christians? Yes, they do.
有没有基督徒去和非基督徒结婚呢? 有的。
Sometimes a couple is married and one becomes a Christian and the other one doesn't.
那有的时候呢，一对夫妻呢，他们当中有一个成为基督徒了。
Now, in that case, the Bible tells us that as long as the unbeliever is willing to stay in that relationship, the believer is not to divorce the unbeliever.
那圣经在这种情况下的教导，他说只要那不信的一方呢，他也愿意跟你同住呢，你是不能够和他分开的。
They are to pray for their husband or their wife, whoever it might be, and pray that they will become a Christian, but they are not to leave them.
Yeah, 为他祷告，但是你不能和他分开。
And one of the reasons the Bible says is that the unbeliever has a greater opportunity to become a Christian because they're is one Christian already in the relationship, and hopefully that Christian, the man or the wife, will be able to help the other person become a Christian, not leave them, not forsake them.
对，所以，当我们一个得救了以后呢，我们有可能借着这个能够帮助到另一个不得救的，而不是离开他，弃绝他。
Sometimes the unbeliever leaves the relationship.
但是呢，这个关系里，在有的情况下呢，那个不信的那一方可能会离开。
And the scriptures would say to the believer, you must let them go. They are gone.
然后, 圣经告诉我们，对于那个已经信的那一方呢，如果不信的那一方坚持要离开，你就让他走吧。
It is not the best thing, but you have no control. If the unbeliever leaves, then he leaves or she leaves.
虽然这不是最好的事情，但是因为他要愿意一定要离开呢，那就任凭他。
God's best plan is to pray, for a partner, wait on God to give you the right partner and that two Christians, can marry and have a Christian home. That is the best. That's the ideal plan.
圣经的告诉我们最好的旨意最好的安排是这样，就是你祷告求神给你一个最好的一方另一方，然后神带给你两个都是双方都是信主的，那在主的安排里面结合了，这个是最好的安排。
It is a very dangerous thing for a believer to say, I want to get married and I don't care if they're a believer or unbeliever, I just want to get married. That is a very dangerous thing because they are disobeying what God says.
这是一个非常危险的事呢，当一个基督徒说我就是要结婚，我就是要这个我不管他信或不信，我就是要结婚，那这样的情形其实他已经没有在听神的话了，这是非常危险的状态。
If you consciously disobey God, you cannot ask for God's blessing.
如果你有意识的就是不听神的话呢，你是不能够再问神去要那个他的祝福的。
So for the Christian today, we are not Israel, but there is a plan. God does have a plan.And, I don't know, I can give you some verses if you would like some verses. Okay. 1 Corinthians
7.
Chapters, well, first of all, 2 Corinthians, sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 first.
我们先看哥林多后书的六章。哥林多后书六章319页。
I used to have some really good notes on this page. I don't know where they went. Okay, 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14.
14节啊，那个320页。
Be not unequally yoked together with unbeliever. This is 2 Corinthians. Some of you, wait for you. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14.
哥林多后书六章十四节，你们信，你们和不信的原不相配，不要同负一轭。
Okay. There are some verses that follow, but all of these verses are saying that there is no legitimate partnership with a believer and an unbeliever. One is in darkness and the other is in light. Okay? So, yes, is this a question? No, okay. So, when it comes to marriage, when it comes to business, okay? If your business partner is an unbeliever, that's not God's way. That is not the best way. Now, it's okay if you work for an unbeliever. I mean, most jobs, somebody owns the company somewhere, and most of the time they're probably not a believer. But if you're in control, if it is your business, you're not to take an unbeliever and bring them in, or join them in a business, adventure, because you're going to have different ambitions and different motives for your business.
所以这里呢，包括十四节的后面啊，在讲到后面，他一直在讲一个事情，就是信和不信的哈，他是不能够有任何法律上的，或者说呢有契约上的关系的。那个什么，这里面不单单是在讲婚姻哈，那婚姻是一个典型的例子，包括类似的所有的关系，比方说呢，生意上的关系，那人和人之间，他要合伙做生意的话呢，他是不能够一个信的和不信的一起来做这件事情的，因为你们会有不同的对事情的看见，有不同的目的，有不同的动力，是不可能有一个一致的想法的。但是这个例子呢，是不能够应用在工作，我们自己的工作是为别人打工的这个工作上。因为呢，你比如说你在一个公司里呢，你的老板或者你老板的老板呢，最终控制的这个公司的人呢，大概率呢可能不是一个信主的，这个情形呢不是这样的情形。这个情形是当你有选择权的，你是可以选，比如你结婚，你不是说我非除他不能结了，没有这个意思。你跟人合伙也不是说除他不能合了，不是这个意思。就当你有选择的时候，你总是要听神的话，你不要去信与不信同父一个。She says, difficult to apply. Anyway,
yes, it is difficult, but it's God's way.
It is
the best. If you want God's best, then you must obey the Lord.
对，这是最好的，这肯定是对我们最好的方式。
1 Corinthians chapter 7 was the other reference.
哥林多前书的七章。
Verse 12.
七章十二节。
1 Corinthians chapter 7 and verse
12. 林前七章十二节。
If any, I'll read the second part. If any brother has a wife that does not believe, and she is pleased to live or dwell with him, let him not put her away. And the woman which has a husband that does not believe, if he is pleased to live or dwell with her, let her not leave him. Verse 14, for the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband, else were your children unclean, but now they are holy. Verse 15, just let me go on. But if the unbelieving depart, let him depart. A brother or a sister is not under bondage in that case, but God has called us to peace. For what do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or what do you know, O man, whether you will save your wife? So,
12节到16节刚才读的，大家看一下。Yeah, just I'll tell them from 12 to 16.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So, I think it's clear that the believer is not to take the initiative to separate.
所以这个的命令很清楚，就是那个信的这一方是不能够启动这个要分开的这个程序的，这是不可以的。
However, saying that, if the believer, and sometimes it is the wife, if she is abused emotionally or physically, it does not mean that she has to remain in the home. She is free to take her children and herself out of the home for safety, but she is not to initiate a divorce.
所以这个呢， 会有一些特别的情形，比方说呢，双方之一通常是姊妹，是个女的，那这个妻子呢她信了，在什么样的情形里呢，她是需要做一些动作呢，就是当她遇到家庭的暴力，无论是有形的还是无形的，情感上的还是肉体上的，那这个时候并不是说她必须还待在家里，她是可以保护自己，带着自己和孩子，和这个物理上的和这个施暴的一方分开，但是呢，她是不可以自己去启动这个离婚的程序啊，这是两件事情，一个是保护自己，一个是法律上的离婚。
In such a case where there is disharmony in the home between the believer and the unbeliever, the believer is to trust the elders of their local church to give them direction and counseling as to what they should do. Let the spiritual leader help you make those decisions.
一般这种情形呢，那个信的一方总是会去征求属灵长者的意见，无论是牧者还是长老，要让这个属灵的长者呢去带领他，帮助他走出这个问题困境。
Okay. Look at verse 14.
你看14节这里。
It talks about the unbeliever being sanctified by the wife. Do you understand what that is?
因为14节说呢，不信的丈夫因着妻子成了圣洁，这个什么意思呢？
Now watch. I'm just suggesting. Here's a house, okay? There's a family that lives in that house, okay? One is saved and one is not. And let's suppose they have children, okay? What this verse is saying is that the believer in this house, in this relationship, actually establishes an atmosphere that God shows blessing and shows favor on because one of them is a believer. And when it... Should you say something? Okay.
就是说的，比方说这是一个房子，屋檐下呢住着妻子、丈夫，当中一个是信的，还有一些孩子。那这么样的一个情形，当信的一方已经得救了以后呢，神的祝福会因着他的得救呢进到这一家啊，这个家是一个整体。
Okay. It is different if neither one was a believer, but the believer now, God sees that home now being different because there is a true follower of Jesus Christ in that home.
不管是男的还是女的，只要当中有一个是信的，神就因为里面有一个神的孩子、神的信徒，那他会把整个一家看成特别的。
And there is a greater opportunity for the unbeliever to become a Christian because every day in that home, the believer has a testimony to the unbeliever.
而且呢，也有很大的几率呢，那个未信的那一方呢，也可能得救，因为呢，在这个房子里呢，那个信的那一方呢，他因着神的恩典，他有更好的见证能够出来。
You see how important it would be for the believer to have a good testimony in that home, so the children and the husband will follow the Lord too.
你知道这样的是多么重要一个信徒在家里的见证，他会影响他的妻子或丈夫或者不信的孩子去跟从，是多么重要。
See the text says, if the unbeliever stays there.That is great because it says in verse 16, what do you know? Maybe they will get saved. Don't run them away. Don't push them out.
这就是16节讲的，你不知道啊，你也许他们就会得救呢，你不要走开或者把他们赶走。
Okay. Does that help?
是能够明白吗？
Not under the law of Moses,But under the law of Christ, really, that's what Paul says.
不是在旧约的那个律法下面，但是我们是在基督写在我们新版里的那个律法下面。
Not 10 commandments.
不是那个十诫了。
Not even 613 commandments.
也不是613个律法了。
But a new covenant, a new law, written with blood, in our heart. Love. I do what I do now because I love the Lord, not because I have a commandment.
所以我现在做不是因为我有律法，是因为我爱主。所以这个律法在我心里呢，是用主的血写在我的心板上的。
Okay. Let's go to James chapter 1. James, book of James.
我们看一下雅各书的一章。403页。
Sorry, chapter 2.
二章。
Chapter 2. Verse 10.
十节。
For whosoever shall keep the whole law and yet offend or break in one point, he is guilty of all.
因为凡遵守全律法的，只在一条上跌倒，他就是犯了众条。
Okay. Let's suppose you're an Israelite and you're under the law of Moses, and there are 613 commandments, and you keep 612.
如果你是一个旧约犹太人，然后你有613条律法
，but you broke one.
你守了612条。你废了一条。
Just one. Only
就一条啊，就一条，就一下。
This verse says, you might as well have broke them all.
那你就等于612条也都没守住。
And you might say, well, I don't understand that.
你会说，那我不理解这事儿。
Okay. Let's suppose we're hanging over a fire by a chain.And there are 613 links in that chain. And I'm hanging on this chain over the fire.
你可以想象一个场景。我呢被吊在一个链条上。下面是一堆火哈。我掉下去就死了。这个链条呢一共有613环从顶上掉下来的。
Okay. How many links have to break?Before I fall into the fire.
那你觉得需要613环里要多少环断了我才会掉到火里去
Just one.
一环断了我就掉下去了
Just one. And that's all that God is saying. You see, heaven is perfect and God is perfect and no sin, not even half sin, can come in to heaven.
你知道神是完全的圣洁的天堂也是所以呢那里没有罪一半也没有一点也没有。
That's why Jesus came, because all have sinned. Do you get that?
这就是为什么耶稣要来啊。
You need to be saved, not so you can have a better life. You need to be saved because you have offended God and you have broken His laws.And he can have nothing to do with you.
我们要一定要得救，不是说我们的得救了要有个好的生活，是因为我们真的走向死亡啊，走向灭亡。我们是罪人啊。那其实神在这件事情上，他并不是我说他一定要我们，而是我们真的有这个需要。因为我们不是这样，我们就死了。
Every problem in your life.All points to one three-letter word that starts with S.
所以我们所有的生命都指向一个13个字母的一个单词从 S 开始。
Sin.
三个字母。
Every problem in your life all comes back to one problem.
就我们生命的所有的麻烦问题都是由这个问题来都是罪来的。
Some people want Jesus to be their Some people want Jesus to be their bridge over all of the troubles of life, so they don't have any more troubles.
很多人呢，希望的耶稣是这么样的哈，他想要的耶稣是， 像一座桥，跨过这座桥啊，人生一切的麻烦就都跨过去了啊。
Jesus never said you're not going to have any more troubles if you trust me. He never said that.
耶稣从来没有说你信靠我你就一切的麻烦就都跨过去了。
Matter of fact, sometimes when you trust the Lord,You have more troubles.
甚至呢，有的时候你信靠他以后，你麻烦更多了。
Your husband or your wife or your family or your friends say, "I don't want anything to do with that." More troubles.
因为很可能你的丈夫、妻子、你的孩子、你的朋友，因着你信主，他觉得我不想跟你再有什么交流了，你的麻烦更多了。
The reason you need to trust Christ is so your sins can be forgiven. That's why you need Jesus.
所以我们需要，接受耶稣的唯一的原因是我们的罪要被赦免，这点非常重要。
You know the Bible says, if you what does it profit a man if he gained the whole world and lost his own soul?
所以圣经讲过一句话，他说一个。人如果得了全世界却失掉自己的生命失掉自己的灵魂又有什么益处呢
you see, all of us want a better life. We all want that.
我们每个人都想要一个好的生活那当然我们每个人都是这么盼望的。
But that's not why Jesus came, just to give me a better life. That is not
这不是耶稣来的目的他只是要给你一个更好的生活他来不是为了这个。
He came here,To die on a cross in my place because I'm the sinner and he took my place, he died in my place.
他来是坐在我的位置上站在我的位份上替我死了因为我是个罪人他要偿我罪的赎价。
Sometimes I tell stories about Cree Indians up in northern Ontario.
有的时候我会讲那个 Cree 这个印第安支派的那个故事。
I met a lady, I was preaching the gospel one night, and a lady, after the meeting, a lady came to me and said, I want to be saved.
那有一次呢，我在那个印第安支派讲道的时候呢，讲完了，有一个妇女呢上来跟我说呢，我想成为一个基督徒。
So I said to this lady, why do you want to be saved?
那我就问他，你为什么想要得救呢
？She said, "Because I tried to get saved one time before and it didn't work, and I want to try again."
然后他说呢，我前面呢努力尝试过一次被得救哈，但是失败了，我现在还想再试一次。
Okay, so I said to her, "Tell me your story."
然后我说，那你告诉我你的故事是什么
？She said, "I was at." Preaching meeting, and the preacher said, "If anybody wanted to become a Christian, come down to the front."
因为我在某一个这个布道会上，听完了以后呢，那个讲道的人说，你们任何人想要得救呢，就到前台来。
And I said, "What did you do?" She said, "I went down to the front."
然后那个我就问他，你做了什么？他说，我就去了，我就站起来走到前台去了。
And I said, "What did they tell you?"
那我就说呢，他们告诉你什么呢
？They told me to ask Jesus in my heart, and I would have a new life.
他告诉我们，你要在心里呼求耶稣，那我想要得一个新的生命。
That Jesus would bless me and give me a brand new life.
那样的话呢，耶稣就会祝福我，给我一个全新的生活。
I said, "What happened?"
那我说的后面发生什么了呢
？She said it didn't work.
然后他说呢，这个不灵啊，没发生。
She said I went home and talked to my family, and they said you couldn't be a Christian, not you, no, no.
然后他说我回家了，我跟我的家人谈，他们都说哎，你不可能成为基督徒。
And I went to work the next day, and nothing was any different.
然后我第二天去上班也没什么有任何变化。
And she said it just didn't work, and I want to try again.
所以呢，他说正是因为上次没灵不灵啊，所以我这次再试一次。
Now there is a serious heresy in this story, a serious false gospel in this story.
在这个故事里啊，有个特别严重的异端或者说错误的教导，在这个故事里。
I asked this lady, I said, did they say anything to you about sin?
我就问这个妇女，我说那些讲到的有没有告诉你任何关乎罪的事情？
She said, no, they just told me I would have a better life.
她说没有，她说他们就是告诉我呢，我会有个更好的生活。
See, the truth is, Jesus will give you a new life, but sin is the problem.
真理是呢，耶稣是会给你一个更好的生活，但是前面最大的麻烦问题是那个罪。
There was a man in the Bible one day that said this prayer.
圣经里呢有一个人，他有一天是这么祷告的。
Lord, be merciful to me, the sinner.
他说主啊，求你怜悯我，我是个罪人。
No. He knew the problem in his life was sin, and he needed forgiveness of that sin.
他知道他的人生最大的问题是那个罪，所以他希望神赦免他的罪。
I'm afraid sometimes people come to the Lord because their marriage is broke down or, you know, they're having relationship problems or business problems. They're having problems all over the place, and they just want Jesus to fix the problems.
我猜呢，很多时候呢，人来到耶稣面前呢，都是可能婚姻出了问题，个人的关系，个人的生意，各种各样的麻烦问题，那他只是希望呢耶稣来帮他把这个问题解决了。
The big problem is sin, and we need forgiveness of sin. And then these other things will work themselves out.
但是呢，更大的问题，或者在隐藏在底下的那个问题呢，其实罪。神要我们先解决罪的问题，那这个浮在上面的表现出来的这些问题呢，当罪解决了以后，它是一个自然的结果，它就解决了。
If you went to the doctor and the doctor said, you have stage 4 liver cancer and you got about 4 months to live,
假设
you're in serious problem.
假设一个情形，比方说某个人他去见医生，医生说呢，你已经是四期肝癌了，肝癌晚期，大概就剩那么几个星期了。
You would not go home and say, I think I'm going to try band-aids first. I'm going to put some band-aids on, you know.
你不会跑回家说呢，哎呀，我得了肝癌啊，我要贴个邦迪好不好？
Whatever you call it.
我贴个邦迪啊，贴个邦迪我就好了。
Or I think I'm going to exercise more. I think that will help.
或者说你说，那我从今天开始我锻炼身体啊，大概就好了。
If you have stage 4 liver cancer, you better get to the problem. The problem is cancer. You got to deal with the cancer.
如果你真的查出来是一个四期的癌症，你的问题是在这个癌症上，你得回到这个问题的症结上来。
God says, you got a problem. You have cancer of the soul, and it's killing you. And no other remedies for anything else will work.You need to deal with the cancer of the soul.
这就是上帝想说告诉你，你有个大麻烦，你的麻烦就是你的灵魂得了癌症，你得先处理这个事情，这个大麻烦先解决了，其他的才能解决。
So, the question is, how much do I need to know before, I can trust the Lord as my Savior? How much do I need to know?
那问题呢，就是我需要知道多少，才能让我在我最终说我要相信他成为我的救主之前。
The first thing I have to know is that I'm a sinner and I'm separated from God.
那第一个事情我一定要知道，就是我是个罪人，因着这个呢，我已经跟神分离了。
And there is nothing I can do about that.
而且呢，这样的一个事实呢。我没有办法，我做不了任何事情。
To fix that problem myself.
靠着我自己，我没有办法去解决这个问题。
The next thing I need to know is that God has a cure for cancer of the soul.
第二件事我一定要知道是上帝有一个医治来解决这个灵魂的癌症的问题。
And he said there's only one cure, only one.
上帝说只有一个医治的方法。
See?The gospel has bad news and good news.
那所以福音呢是有坏消息和好消息的。
The bad news is that we're all sinners and we're all condemned to die. The good news is that Jesus took your place.
坏消息就是每一个人都是罪人，最终的罪的代价就是罪的工价就是死。好消息就是呢，耶稣站在每一个罪人的位置上，已经付了赎价。
Once I hear what Jesus did, and once I know who I am, a sinner, once I heard what Jesus did, I often say it like this, the seeking sinner and the seeking Savior are not very far apart. They find one another.
所以你会看见的一边呢，神预备了救恩，一边呢，我们人知道自己是个罪人。所以呢，一个是在寻找的救主，一个是在寻找中的罪人，他们离得并不是很远了，他们要碰到一起。
So if you know you're a sinner, and you read the gospel, Christ died for your sins, believe on the Lord Jesus, and you will be saved, how much more do you need to know?
那如果你知道自己是个罪人，你知道他替你死了，你觉得你还需要知道什么更多吗？其实没有什么更多。
Well, guess what? We're going to quit early because I am not going to get into Psalm 107.
对，我们可能没有时间。
So you know what we're going to do next Thursday, right?
所以我们下周四。
Psalm 107.
我们下周四再认真讲诗篇107。
Okay. All right, let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Father, you are so kind and so gracious to us.
主啊，您是如此的好，如此的对我们有恩典。
You did not leave us to ourselves. You sent your Son to find us.
主啊，您不把我们单独的撇在这里，您把您的圣子赐给我们。
And you search all over the world.
您在全地来寻找。
From the north, and the south, and the east, and the west.
从南，从北，从东，从西。
You find us just where we are.
因为您知道我们在哪里。
And you want us to go home to be with you.
您盼望我们回家和您在一起。
What a great message the gospel message is.
这样的福音是多么美好的一个信息。
Christ died for our sins.
耶稣替我们的罪死了。
He was buried.
他埋了。
And he rose again the third day according to the scriptures.
他按照圣经所说，三天又复活了。
Father, we pray that your spirit would work in all of our hearts today.
主啊，盼望您的圣灵在我们每一个人心里今天来做工。
For those of us that know you, that we might know and love you more.
对于一切认识您的，我们能够认识您和爱您更深。
And for anyone who has not yet trusted the Lord, we pray that today is the day of salvation.
对于那些还没有认识您的，我们盼望今天就是那得救的日子。
In Jesus' name.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen. Amen.
Amen.